Welcome back to Eric C. Jackson Studio Podcast. My name's Eric. Thank you for listening. I did miss last week, and I do apologize for that. However, I do have some good news to share with everyone today. All right, so beginning of the year, my main focus was art submissions and trying to just doing a lot of research in terms of where I can submit my work, what competitions I can enter into. And it's just about getting more attention, bringing in more attention to the studio. So I did find Art Show International, and you can visit them at artshowinternational.com. They have a call to artists page with quite a few competitions coming up. And so the one I believe I shared with you guys already is the, I believe it was the animal competition. I entered Rise to the Top, which is a photograph of a yellow koi fish. And I received the honorable mention for that in that competition. This past week, I received news that I was the finalist in the abstract competition. I entered, it's an art piece called Acute Perception. And I got a finalist award for that. And so I feel like the group of curators for this particular organization like my work. And so what I want to do is try to get my work into the top three of a competition. So that's my goal. It's a combination of trying to enter better pieces from the work I already have and also creating new pieces to enter into these competitions in the future. So, but I am happy about that. The second thing that happened this week is I was accepted on the West Cover platform. For West Cover is WESCover.com. They have, it's like a huge marketplace. And I guess it's geared towards interior design. There's a lot of different items being sold. They have furniture, lighting, art, decor, tableware, outdoor, anything that's under the outdoor category as far as rugs, planters, things for your garden. It's just a lot of products and items for your home. And so I looked at their photography category and I felt like my work could fit there. Now, Michelle D. Lee has become a bit of a mentor for me, where I was doing a solo exhibition last year in March 2022. And she helped me get that set up. And she was asking me about what I was going to do in the future. I was just going to keep entering my work into competitions and trying to get exhibitions. And she recommended West Cover to me. Her work is already on here. And so I felt like, okay, this will be a good opportunity for me to introduce my work to a new audience. So entered my work the first time, didn't make it. Second time, didn't make it. My work wasn't accepted. They just don't allow anyone and everyone to have a profile on their platform. They just don't. So my challenge last year was to improve with the quality of my work and also my brand presentation, just improving my brand presentation. One of the huge differences, I think, between, I guess, my third or fourth submission to them and compared to the previous three was I bought a premium theme for my website, for the studio site, and it just made everything look better. And then I modeled my social media channels a bit more off of that as in terms of style. And it just makes everything look better. And so when you're submitting to WestCover, they look at everything, your main website, your social media channels, your CV, bio, artist statement, everything, right? And they also look at what your work actually looks like in a space. And so whether you're doing a 3D render or you have actual product shots, they definitely want to see your work in a realistic space. And so it helps them judge the way that it looks. And so I gave them a mixture of everything, right? I gave them a mixture of here's just the photographs. Here's a render of the photos in a design space or in an interior. And also I put in a shot of the actual piece that I photographed, which I really think that gives everyone the best idea of how my work actually looks. And I definitely have to photograph my actual work even more. But for the sheer amount of art pieces that I have, I do a lot of rendering, having the work in an interior space, showing how it can fit with different colors, different styles, that type of thing. And so it gives art collectors a better idea of how the work looks in an actual space. And so that was really important, and that's really important for them. So again, I got the email this week that they accepted my work onto the WestCover platform. So I'm thankful to God for that for sure, because I just feel like I really benefit from having my work out there in a new space, which draws people to my official website as well. But yeah, I think that I can put a link to my WestCover profile. And also to Art Show International in the podcast description, so that you guys can check it out when you have time. But I would say for today, my thought process is just you have to persevere. You really do have to persevere, because on both fronts, like every time you enter work into a competition, you're not going to place at all. And I will even say for myself, especially in 2022, it can become discouraging that you're paying the entry fees, you're putting the best work you have into the competition, and then you just are not good enough to place. And then when you look at those who win, it's like, oh my gosh, can I get my work on that level? Because you're competing against hundreds, if not thousands of other artists, for the three top prizes in the competition. And so I had to get to a place where I wasn't competing against other artists anymore. I was just looking at my own portfolio and saying, okay, how good can my work be? And then I would compare this year's work to the previous year's work, right? And you can, and sometimes like Rise to the Top, the photograph of the koi fish, I went to the same location almost 10 years later, found another, because I took a photograph of a yellow koi fish at that location in 2012, 2013, I want to say. And I thought to myself, what if I go back to the same location, find another yellow koi fish, photograph it? What is that going to look like today, like compared to back then? And oh my goodness, it's night and day in terms of quality. Now, the photograph I took years ago is still good. It's still in the studio available. But in terms of competing in competition against incredible artists. The photograph I took years ago will not even compete with what they're creating right now and what I'm going up against right now. And so it's always a challenge for me to get better. Just look at myself in the mirror and say, okay, every week, every month, every year, just constantly get better, get better, get better. And then eventually I'll get to the point where my work will place in these competitions more regularly because the work is improving that much. So if you're not placing in these competitions, there's a few things you have to look at or ask yourself, right? First of all, is your work good enough to win compared to those who are winning or getting honorable mentions or finalist awards, whatever the case is, right? Is your work good enough? Because I'm assuming that you don't do anything that disqualifies yourself, right? So for example, if the competition theme, the curators say, we're looking for abstract art, right? Then you have to submit something that's abstract. It can't be architecture or, you know, portrait or anything. Like, it has to be abstract, right? Fit the theme. So you submit something that fits the theme, that's of high quality, one of your best pieces of work. But the other thing is that I ran into before when I first started, entering into these competitions, is that style counts, right? Because I've gotten rejection letters telling me that, oh, we like your work is good, your work fits the theme, but the style of your work is too different from the style that we're going for. Because a lot of times they'll take the winners, the finalists, etc., and they'll turn their work into a group exhibition, whether it's in a publication or in a physical gallery or in a exhibition page on the organization's website. They'll turn that into an exhibition and they'll promote it that way. So if you walk into a gallery and you look at a group exhibition, even though it's from several different artists, they all still fit together in terms of style, right? And it doesn't mean that they're like carbon copies of each other in terms of, you know, in terms of style, but they're close enough, they're similar enough that they fit together as a group. So that's one thing that I had to look at before I started paying entry fees. I'm looking at, okay, what's the style of work that they're looking for? With some organizations also, the curators, the judges will change. And then some places, they'll stay the same. So you just have to do your research, right? And then you have a group put together that says, okay, I think that my work can fit here. And then that's what you go for, right? There's been plenty of galleries that I like. The gallery, the venue's beautiful, all of that. My style does not fit. Doesn't fit. Also, the last thing I probably see on this is redefine print, right? Because especially with fine art photography or just photography in general, some galleries will not take photography. Now, I will say within the past three to five years, quite a few galleries are more accepting of taking photography submissions. But I would say 10 years ago, because I started this journey in 2012, right? So 10 years ago, there were less galleries even giving respect to photography because it was seen as a lesser form of art. Like it didn't take as much skill, or as much craftsmanship to take a photograph, right? So as far as the respect level, it wasn't there. Nowadays, I mean, you have some galleries that the only thing that they show is the only thing that they exhibit is photography. So there's that. But oddly, strangely enough, the galleries that only exhibit photography, I have not had much success with getting my work into those galleries. And all I exhibit in my studio is photography. But the huge problem I've run into, again, is style. My style, the way that I photograph subjects, is closer to painting than the type of photography that you see in these in the photography galleries. So I'm more inspired by painting, sculpture, more traditional mediums of art. It's very rare that I'm inspired by other photographers or other fine art photographers. Now, there are a few, but there are not a lot. So when I look for inspiration, I'm looking at paintings, right? And then talking with people, or if I show my work on one of the social media channels, I've gotten comments of, hey, I like your painting. And I continue to have to explain, this is not a painting. It's photography. And they really have to look at it, you know? And it's like, oh, okay, this is a photograph, right? But again, that's just the style that I've grown into, to where I want my photography to look more like a painting, right? And I guess in 2023, I'm going to see how much more I can push that, to where even for the koi fish, right, you can tell it's a photograph, but it's in the color, the depth of field, it kind of has a painting feel to it, especially with the lighting. And the one that I'm working on now, is a photograph of a peacock, and he's sitting on these, like these large stones. The lighting's coming through the trees really nicely. And so I'm doing a mixture of color and black and white photography. And I mean, the proof of it looks pretty good right now. So I got to get some test prints of that and make sure that everything, in terms of exposure, that's right, before I make it available on the studio website. But I'm definitely going more in that direction with my work. So that's what I've been working on. Gosh, there are other platforms that I want to have my work on, but one in particular, they require you to have your own studio space available, because they'll physically send collectors to you and have you look at your work in your space. And for me, I basically turn my bedroom into my home office, my home studio. So is this where I'm at right now is not going to work, but I would like to move again, because this is the second time I've moved where my studio space is. I would like to move again and have a space where people can set appointments, they can meet me in the studio, excuse me, and I can show my work there. Because here, I mean, I have my work framed and hanging all over the place, right? But I just have to make it more accessible to art collectors coming from out of town, etc. So that's the thing that I'm going for this year, working on for this year. But yeah, that's it. Thank you guys for listening. I really appreciate it. I am thinking about what my next podcast is going to be about. But the main thing for me at this point is just putting more work on my West Cover profile, because I don't think that all 164 art listings is going to go over there, even though they're already connected through Shopify. Maybe get up to 50, like my top 50 picks, right? Definitely have whole series on there. Like if it's a series of four, have all four pieces on there available. And I'm thinking everything's going to be in chronological order, to where the most recent pieces are at the top. And then as you scroll down, it goes all the way back to 2009 at this point. So I have quite a bit of work to sift through, but it's just getting a handle on the pieces that I really want to share with the West Cover audience. So that's what I'm going to be sifting through over the weekend. So thank you guys again. I really appreciate it. If you have comments, questions, things that you want me to talk about on the podcast, feel free to post that in the comments. And again, welcome to the new followers. I really appreciate you following my journey. And I do understand that I talk about a myriad of things within my journal entries that's on my mind. But for today, I really wanted to focus on the studio work that I'm doing. So everyone, have a great weekend. Take care, and God bless you.